Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Last year, we launched an Advent challenge together and raised an incredible $1 million to spread the rosary. Thanks to your generosity, the number of people receiving and praying the rosary has more than tripled, and we're now reaching hearts in 150 countries worldwide. Thank you. We couldn't have done it without you. Because of last year's success, four generous couples have stepped forward with an extraordinary opportunity. They will match every dollar donated up to $1 million. Together, we can raise $2 million to reach even more souls. Imagine the impact. Together, we can triple or even quadruple the number of people praying the rosary, bringing countless more to Jesus through Mary this Christmas season. Will you join us again? Click donate below this episode's transcript and just follow the prompts. Let's continue this mission of spreading hope, prayer, and the love of Christ through Mary. Let's bring more people to Jesus through the rosary. So, let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Thanksgiving is right around the corner, and we'll probably be talking to family, to relatives, to friends who hold very different opinions and beliefs from us, and it can be hard. But we need to take a lesson from our Lord. One time, during our Lord's public ministry, the apostles came to him with a problem. And, very weirdly, their problem was that someone was doing something good. They came to Jesus and said, "Master, we saw a man casting out demons in your name, and we forbade him because he does not follow with us." And Jesus answered, "Do not forbid him. For he that is not against you is for you." In other words, if you find something good in someone, even someone who you don't consider part of your group or the way you think, but you found something good, be glad for it. So is that us? Do we celebrate it when there's something good about a person outside our group? Or do we only focus on the negative or the ways that they need to change? It can be so hard to look past the harmful lifestyles or harmful beliefs that people have. It's hard to look past that to find the good in them, but we've got to. We have to find their good. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We're not relativists, and neither was Jesus. The point of this story isn't that everybody's just as good as everybody else, or that every lifestyle's just as legitimate as every other lifestyle, or that every community is just as good as every other community. In fact, we believe that, objectively speaking, the greatest people are the saints. The greatest lifestyle is a life that most perfectly conforms to the Catholic Church's teaching on faith and morals, and that the greatest community is the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. So, we can say that it would be better for everyone to be a saint, for everyone to conform to the teaching of the Catholic Church, and for everyone to be a full member of the Catholic Church. That's just what it means to believe in objective truth and in an objective scale of moral values. However, if we believe in objectivity, that means we believe in objective good wherever we find it. Because all good comes from God, just like that outsider's ability to cast out demons in Jesus' name was a good that came from God. And when we find an objective good, we know it comes from God, and we affirm it because it comes from God and glorifies Him and can lead to Him. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So let's make this very concrete. The fullness of truth and the greatest possibility for intimacy with Christ resides in the Catholic Church. So we don't celebrate the fact that people are outside the Catholic Church, just like Jesus didn't celebrate the fact that this man wasn't following him along the way. But we do celebrate all the truth, the insight, and the heroism shown by those outside the church, whether other Christians or adherents of other religions, or even those who aren't religious at all. We can't deny, we mustn't deny, that there are real points of goodness and even systems outside the church. And those goods, whether the insights of Confucius or the generosity of a secular doctor who volunteers to help in an impoverished country during some health crisis, these goods, they come from God, and they lead to God, which means that whenever a non-Catholic or a non-Christian manifests some virtue, then that is a part of that person which is for us and not against us. And it should be affirmed. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
I don't know about you, but I tend to fall into this trap. If there's someone who is living a very harmful lifestyle, very immoral lifestyle, or when I know people who really hold convictions that are wrong or very against the truths that I know are true and good, then I tend to discount everything about that person because I'm afraid that if I affirm something in that person, then they'll think I'm affirming everything in them. So I end up, I don't want to affirm anything good in them. But here's the problem. A lot of people don't know their own goodness. And because they don't know their own goodness, it prevents them from encountering the good God. So actually, what I need to do is I need to really look for the true good that is in every other person, affirm that good without confirming the bad that's in them, but affirm that good because it might be the bridge, that the chink in the armor, the crack in the door that helps them to start seeing their own goodness. So while I'm afraid of affirming bad things in them, I may really be preventing them from seeing the good. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
All good comes from God, and all good is the stepping stone that leads to him. all good in itself, works for God, not against him. So, what people do you need to stop assuming the worst about? What person are you unable to recognize the good in? A relative, a co-worker, a spouse, maybe an ex-spouse, a kid of yours? As we head into Thanksgiving, and the people we'll see and talk with, let's make the resolution to always affirm the good that we see and voice it to them, and not get stuck on the differences or the problems, because that affirmation, well, that affirmation of good, it just may be one step on the bridge to help them to God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, what were you reflecting on during this meditation?
I was especially in that fourth point thinking of a discourse I recently saw online about Maria Goretti.
Oh.
In people really confused with what it means to forgive. And I think this is a very... When you talk about you want to be in relationship with others, but you don't want that relationship to imply that you condone every aspect of their life. And I have so many thoughts on this, but for starters, I think people think forgiving someone means you're okay with what they did. But if you were okay with what they did, they wouldn't need forgiveness. It's really silly. But we really think, first of all, I can't forgive you because it was wrong.
Yeah.
No, that's not what it means. Forgiveness is, it's wrong. I believe that you can make a new decision, I'm not going to hold this against you in the future. You're still hoping that they do better. And acknowledging objectively because of the forgiveness that it was wrong. But I think people really have this idea now. We've lost the concept of mercy and forgiveness, that it specifically means something unjust, something wrong has taken place, and it's an acknowledgement of that. And something unjust taking place doesn't disqualify you from forgiveness and mercy.
Yeah, and forgiveness is unconditional.
Mm-hmm.
It means I'm going to forgive you whether you change or not.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you repair the damage or not, I'm still going to forgive you. Because first of all, forgiveness is something we have to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it sounds ridiculous to say.
It's not you have to repair this. Because we can't change other people, but people can change.
You know where we mess this up?
What?
When parents mess this up with little kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because, so siblings, think of your nephews.
Mm-hmm.
So Cormac hits Elliot on the head. And then...
It's much more likely the other way. But okay. Let's imagine that that has happened.
And then so we say, hey, Cormac, you have to tell Elliot you're sorry. And then, so Elliot's standing there waiting mm-hmm. for Cormac to say sorry. And
so that he can forgive him.
So that he can forgive. And if Cormac refuses to say I'm sorry, Elliot won't, we don't say,
mm-hmm.
Elliot, you still need to forgive him. We don't do that. Yeah. We make it conditional.
Yeah.
Forgiveness is not conditional.
Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, we cannot change other people.
But we can.
We have to forgive.
And we can affirm
mm-hmm.
their goodness without justifying the offense or condoning the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. But this also brings me to sort of my second thought of, we're in a really, maybe I've talked about this before because I think it's a really interesting idea. We're in a strange place with media and especially celebrities, big public figures, where people feel like they have to fully agree with everyone on every single aspect, even if that person, I don't know, makes mac and cheese at the cafeteria you work at. You have to fully agree with them on everything to even look at them as a person.
You know, we just had an experience of this in the car with the Muslim Uber driver in Lyon.
Yeah, yeah.
And it actually, and it in the end, it resulted with a handshake and an agreement.
I think that made more sense, though, than how people treat... Here's the example that's more removed from, I think, your experience of public figures and social media. Right now, there's this culture where it's like, oh, if Lizzo doesn't speak out on Palestine, then we should cancel Lizzo.
Oh.
And I'm like, cancel her for, I don't know, anything that has to do with her job. She is not a political correspondent.
Good point.
She is not an ambassador.
Yeah.
It is weird that you think Lizzo has a responsibility to you and to the country and to Israel and Palestine to comment on it. But it's such a strange place where we can't accept people as people right now.
That's a really good example.
Yeah.
But you're right. You've hit it on the head. We don't accept people as people.
They have to fit into our puzzle.
They have to, yeah. If you don't think exactly the way I think mm-hmm. and do
then I shouldn't have to respect you.
Yeah, that's the issue right there.
Yeah.
That's actually...
There are hills to die on. We don't know which ones to die on.
But what you've just said, we all kind of fall into.
Yeah.
And we're going to be experiencing relatives over Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And we have that attitude.
At the end of the day, you can absolutely disagree with people, and that could be the end of your relationship with them because of that. But you do have to respect everyone.
But what does respect mean? Because I don't think we grasp
it
that.
It means you deserve, I don't know, to be alive. You are a functioning person who has so much potential. You are made in the image of God.
What you're saying is we have to affirm their goodness.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Respect means I affirm your goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean I affirm everything you stand for or do.
It means I'm not going to, quite honestly, treat you like garbage.
Yeah.
We think once you've crossed a certain line, I can treat you like garbage. I think the best thing you can do is when you disagree with someone, treat them well.
That's what it means.
That's not affirming what they're saying.
Yeah.
You have to treat them well. And it reflects better upon your beliefs and your dignity to respect the dignity of others and say, even if you're wrong, I'm still going to listen to you. I'm not going to interrupt you when you're talking because I think you're wrong. I'm still going to let you finish your thought. I still want to know why you believe this. I still see you as a person. But we have this, I'm not even going to look at you. I'm not even going to listen to you. You have lost all worth in my eyes.
Yeah.
And you're not even worth the time of day now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you've hit on some really big points about forgiveness and what true respect is.
Happy Thanksgiving.
It could be a happy Thanksgiving if we would just apply this. If we would just apply these two, actually that's it. There's our resolution. All the people that you deal with that are hard for you this Thanksgiving are probably because there's something you need to forgive. And there's some way that you need to respect them.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually a really good resolution.
Yeah. And I think my final thought, the worst thing you can do, I do this all the time, is assume that you know what someone's going to do before they've even done it. You assume that they're going to cross you. You assume that they're going to annoy you at Thanksgiving. And before they've even opened their mouth, you have denied them forgiveness.
Yeah, we're just waiting to ambush them.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. Every holiday, every time we get together with people, it's always an opportunity to practice a resolution and grow in virtue.
Yeah, I've got to sit across the table from you. It'll be a hard day for me.
I give you lots of opportunities to grow in virtue. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.